Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Her name is Miss Marisha Dugar. Her first name is M as in Mary, A R E I S H A. Last name Dugar, D as in dog, U G A R. And her best phone number is 346-285-3657.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Ms. Dugar, she'll take you from here. Thanks so much, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Ms. Marisha. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Am I saying your name correctly, Marisha?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. My name is Natalia. I'll be your intake specialist today on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I'll just ask a few quick questions. And have you gotten an attorney to help you already?
No, I have not.
No. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with a law firm for this matter?
Yes.
Okay. And was this for yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
You were? Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you get treatment or did you get any surgery, anything like that?
Yes, I got surgery and treatment.
Surgery and treatment. Okay. Can you tell me the name of the facility where you were treated?
Where I got the shot at?
Both, actually. So where you were prescribed the shot and then...
Dr. Leslie Cohan for gynecology. That's where I received the shot from, the injection.
Okay. Can you spell their name for me?
Dr. Leslie Cohan, C-O-H-A-N.
H-A-N. Okay. And you said that was the gynecologist?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what was the name of the facility or the hospital where she was located?
That performed the radiation and everything?
No, the place where you were prescribed the Depo Provera.
The Women's Hospital of Texas.
Women's Hospital of Texas. Okay. Is that in Houston, Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Do you have the address?
Yes. Let me Google. It should be here. It's 7600 Fannin Street.
7600 Fannin Street. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I was just looking it up as well. I just want to make sure it's the right one. Okay, and then where were you treated? Where did you receive surgery or other treatment?
In Pearland at Houston HCA Healthcare. From Dr. Kathy Sam.
Okay. Pearland Surgery Center?
HCA Houston Healthcare, Pearland.
Oh, okay. HCA Houston Healthcare, Pearland. Okay. Is that on 11100?
It's in Pearland, Texas. It's still considered Houston, but it's in Pearland. The address is 11100 Shadow Creek Parkway.
Shadow Creek Parkway. Okay, perfect. Yep, that's the one. Okay, so let me just copy the address really quick. What was the name of the doctor that performed surgery or anybody that treated you there?
Dr. Ming Hong. He treated me for a brain tumor.
For brain tumor, okay. Dr. Ming, that's M-I-N-G?
M-E-N-G.
M-E-N-G, okay. And then the last name, can you spell it for me?
Hong, H-U-A-N-G.
H-U-A-N-G. Okay. All right. And then have you ever been diagnosed with a previous cancer?
No.
No. Okay.
Never.
Never. Okay. All right. And then what was the date of the diagnosis for meningioma?
You said what, ma'am?
What was the date of the diagnosis for meningioma?
It was in 2019, July.
July of 2019, okay. And mm-hmm. besides yourself, was there anybody else in your family that was injured by Depo Provera?
No, not that I know of.
No. Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
12/28/98.
You said 4/28?
12/28/98.
Oh, 12/12/28. Okay. And did you consume the brand name of the injectable contraceptive, the Depo-Provera?
Did I con who?
I'm sorry. Did you consume or use the injectable Depo-Provera?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took four injections in 1 year?
Yeah, I took 10.
10. Okay. All right. And then what was the first year that you used it?
You said the first year?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I was diagnosed with this problem in July 2021. I started taking the Depo in January 2019.
2019. Okay. So you took it in January 2019. When did you stop taking it?
July, like the end of July 2021. Mid-July,
okay, of 2021.
Because my surgery was July 30th, so everything started happening so fast.
Right, yeah. I'm so sorry you had to deal with that. Okay, so you were diagnosed July 30th of 2019?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And then you stopped taking it in 2021, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me see here. I'm sorry, I'm just getting the dates confused. So one more time, you were diagnosed in July of 2019 with the meningioma?
No, I was diagnosed July 2021.
Oh, 2021. Okay, that's right.
My very first time taking the Depo was 2019.
Okay, perfect.
January.
Yes. January. Okay, so you used Depo-Provera from 2019 to 2021?
Yes, correct.
Correct. Okay, perfect. So I have that correct here. And then can you verify your gender for me?
My who?
Can you verify your gender?
I'm a female.
Female, okay. And then I have your first and last name. Do you have a middle initial?
R.
R, okay. All right. And then it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements. So we're going to move forward. At the end of the questionnaire, I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. Perfect. So I have your phone number and then I have an email. Is your email dmarishad@yahoo.com?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. And then can you verify your social for the attorneys?
Yes, 639.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
639-46.
Uh-huh.
3911.
3911. Okay. Can you hear me okay? Or is the signal not
heard? Yeah, I'm outside, so every car that passes by, I go low.
Okay, all right, no problem. I'll try to speak a little bit louder. Okay, so we have your email, your phone number, and then what is your full mailing address?
You said my full mailing?
Yes, mailing address.
7302 Gore, G-O-R-E Drive,
uh-huh.
Houston, Texas, 77016.
77016, okay. Is there a unit number or anything?
No, it's a house.
It's a house. Okay. All right, perfect. Just give me 1 second while I finish getting the address for the facilities. Okay, we're almost done here. I just have about two more questions. Okay, and do you have a copy of your medical records for the attorneys if they need it later?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. All right, and then the last thing I need from you is an emergency contact number just in case something happens to you. So if you become unresponsive, we'll reach out to your emergency contact so that there's no disruptions in the case. So for your emergency contact, is it someone that lives with you or lives separate?
This will be someone that lives separate.
Lives separate, okay. And what is their relationship to you?
He's my first cousin.
First cousin, okay. So I'll put cousin. What is their phone number?
832-469.
Uh-huh.
1961.
Okay, and what is their full name?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. She has a new number. Let me give you the right number. That's an old one. This one is 832.
Okay.
Her new number is 832-419-0420. That's an updated number.
Okay, perfect. And what is their full name?
Shanita Brenham, S-H-A-N-I-T-A.
Uh-huh. And last name, can you spell it for me?
Brown, B-R-O-W-N.
Okay, Shanita Brown. Do you have her mailing address?
No, I can get it though. Hold on.
Uh-huh. Or do you have her email?
Huh?
Do you have her email?
No. I can get her address right here.
Okay, go ahead.
Peak Street? No, Heat. H-E-A-T-H.
Okay, Heath Street, and is that Houston, Texas?
Mm-hmm, 77016.
77016, okay. All right, perfect. So that's it for the questionnaire. I'm going to send you that electronic document to sign. You can put me on speaker now if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you just in case you have any questions or you need help navigating the page.
Okay.
All right, so let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly, and then I'll send it over. I will send it over to your email and then also to a text message. It's the same thing. Whichever one's easier for you to open, you can open up.
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. Okay, I just sent it over. You will see it from, it'll say Natalia wants to send a DocuSign, or it'll say Mass Tort Strategies, one of the two.
Okay. One minute, ma'am.
No problem. Take your time. While you do that, I'm going to send you another text message with the information for the law firm, okay?
Okay. Okay, I have the email here. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. All right, let me know if you have any questions or you need some help. Oh, never mind. I just got the notification. So it looks like everything's signed. Okay, Miss Marisha, you're going to get another email with a copy of everything that you signed, so you have that for your records. Now, the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to review the information. Then they'll call you back. They'll do a case verification, and then they'll let you know what to expect next, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, ma'am. I hope you have a great rest of your night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.